Walmart is currently embroiled in one of the largest class action lawsuits in American history. Over a million women claim the company pays them less than their male counterparts. Walmart has been consistent, denying all the charges, but our partner at the New York Times has uncovered some hard evidence to the contrary. We're joined by Louise Story, finance reporter for the Times. Good morning, Louise.
Good morning.
What did you and your colleagues find out?
My colleague Steve Greenhouse uncovered this very interesting report. It's from the 1990s, but Walmart, as you said, has been really fighting this class action lawsuit that was filed in 2001 by seven female employees. But it's been given class status. That means all women at Walmart may benefit. And Walmart's been saying they've been fighting to get the class action status taken off of it. And they say it is not true that they statistically pay women less or that they promote them less. That's the accusation. Now, my colleague uncovered this report that was done by lawyers for Walmart back in 1995 that showed very similar statistics to the ones these women are presenting and very similar conclusions. In fact, the report said for 1993 alone, Walmart might be on the hook with legal exposure up to $740 million just for that 1 year.
Wow.
And so
it's a
huge,
smoking gun.
It's a smoking gun.
So these were lawyers hired by Walmart who said, hey, you got a problem.
That's right. And this report has stayed under the radar. And in fact, when my colleague at the Times went to them with this report and said, I'm going to write on it, Walmart said, don't do that. This report is confidential and privileged.
Oh, interesting. I bet that
but we
First
wrote
Amendment
on it anyways,
thing.
Right.
Forget about that silly little First Amendment.
Right.
This is a damaging revelation, to say the least.
Well, certainly, you know, it is something that the lawyer for these women in the case says he's going to now try to subpoena and enter as evidence. So it's definitely will be a factor in the case.
And this could cost the company how much, you think?
Like, you know, people are saying it could be up to billions of dollars.
Billions.
Up to billions because it's over a many-year period.
Well, yeah, if 1991 is $740 million and you multiply that by...
Right. Now, we don't know all of Walmart's evidence. We don't know how it will come out, but certainly they'll fight it. So, but if the women win, it could be billions of dollars.
Oh, boy, that memo is going to haunt the company, I think. The other side of Walmart, also in the paper today.
Well, so Walmart came out with an announcement that was very positive for its workers yesterday, which is it announced that it's partnered with an online school to help its workers get college degrees. About half of them don't have college degrees, so that will be helpful to them.
Shades of gray there in the Times, at the old gray lady, as he used to call it. You can find more coverage on that exclusive memo leak and more at our partner's website, nytimes.com. Louise Story, thanks for coming in.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.